You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is tea? Now, if I said the words Camellia sinensis, you might be puzzled. But that's the scientific name for tea. Two words. First is Camellia, that's the genus. Second word, sinensis, that's the species name. The leaves of this plant are brewed to make the beverage tea. Today, it can be found growing and cultivated in tropical areas around the world. Many botanists, those are the scientists who study plants, think tea originated in China. Once it became a popular hot beverage, it spread around Asia well before the year 0 BC. It didn't spread to Europe until the 1500s or 1600s, when first Portuguese trading ships and then Dutch ships brought it to Western Europe. By the late 1600s, it was popular in the New World and the British colonies in America. Tea is an evergreen plant, so the leaves stay green, photosynthesize, and can grow all year. When cultured, it grows as a bush or a shrub up to about 6 feet tall. This height makes it easier to harvest the leaves. However, if left alone, unpruned, they can grow much taller into trees. The leaf contains many different chemical compounds. Some caffeine, although not as much as coffee, something called catechin, C-A-T-E-C-H-I-N, which is a type of antioxidant, and tannins, which produce tea's bitter taste, to name a few. There are quite a few different types or methods of producing tea. If a tea leaf is picked, enzymes in the cells will oxidize the leaf. The green chlorophyll will break down and the leaf will darken as tannins are released. If this process is allowed, it produces what's called black tea. Green teas are when the leaves are picked, but then immediately fired, steamed, or roasted to halt this oxidation process. White teas, like the green teas, have very little oxidation when they're picked and processed, but the leaves naturally have fine silvery or white hairs. And then there are oolong teas, which are partially oxidized. They're in between the processing done for green teas and black teas. Here's an activity that you can try at home. Go to the store and buy green tea and black tea. Boil water and pour 1 cup of that boiling water into 2 different clear glasses. And then add equal amounts of green tea to 1 glass and the black tea to the other glass. Then, in 1 minute increments, observe the color. Compare the color between those 2 glasses and over time. You'll see that both teas will get darker, but the black tea has more tannins, making it more brown. Well, we've just learned a little bit about tea. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.